agencies don't. And so some of their concern when they see these easements is to preserve existing drainage, because I know U.S. Fish and Wildlife can be very difficult to work with after the fact in terms of maintaining drainage on easements they have. So it's a real balance. I think it's a challenging discussion, but they're going to continue to have that at our next work session on the 8th here about an easement that the U.S. Fish and Wildlife wants them to remove conditions on. So certification of an easement, because the easement is between the landowner and the federal or state agency. But so that'll be coming on the 8th here. You know, water is a complex issue out in this part of the state. I think folks fight probably about drainage more than other things. So that's kind of one of the things that they're trying to work through as a board and helping landowners kind of navigate that process.
So, yeah, I wonder, you know, I buy drinking water from the store because I don't know. I don't really, honest to God, trust the pipes, you know. You know, so I wonder about the drainage. I wonder about, you know, whether it's safe to drink water out of your tap half the time.
I think a lot of people do. You know, quality of water across the state is important, and that's why you have advocates for programs like some of these conservation things. And then yet we know, and the reality is we need effective drainage for farming, and that's existed here for over 100 years. So it's a balance between folks' rights and quality of water and things like that. So drainage is complex, water is complex, and I think there's a lot of folks like you, no matter where they live.
It really shouldn't be. It shouldn't be that complex, I don't think. I mean, but you know, I'm not as educated as you are, but you know, you wouldn't think it would be that complex to figure this stuff out. But anyway, you're doing a great job.
Oh, thank you.
So, all right. Well, hey, thank you so much for coming in. Do you have anything else to add?
Just a reminder, upcoming meetings. So April 1st will be our next regular meeting, and then April 8th will be the work session that the board will have. Those are always open to the public. I know that they happen during the day, and sometimes that's frustrating. The regular meetings are always taped and on YouTube.